Veterans Day special edition of Rosie on the House. This Arizona beautiful, perfectly gorgeous Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in. We like to say a couple things about Rosie on the House. We're the second best thing that can happen to you any Saturday morning, right after sunrise.
Mm-hmm. Huh? This is a pretty one today.
Yeah, you get the sunrise, get your day started, then you tune into Rosie on the House, an Arizona tradition for 25 years. Broadcasting live on this Veterans Day edition at Sanderson Ford. They always go way out of their way to celebrate Veterans Day. They're going to have a big activity and celebration out here today. And we've got some listeners here that have joined us. We've got a couple that have come in. Darren was just up here introducing himself, getting a picture, and he's over there picking out cars. And if you're shopping for a car, today's a great day to get to Sanderson Ford. Introduce yourself to us. I'll even give you a test drive.
Have you cleared?
In this GT Roush over here, baby. Oh, watch out.
I talked to Bex about that.
Hey, I promised Dave, who called in the first segment, and then we didn't get to him the last segment, about my soapbox. My soapbox about picking contractors. If you've been listening for a couple minutes, Dave called in. He said, Rosie, I've got three roofing bids here for a repair at my home. All of them want an advance deposit. Is that something I should feel comfortable doing? I'm talking not only Dave right now, I'm talking to all Arizona homeowners, okay? There's a couple instances and there are some criteria you're going to want to go through before you write anybody a check for anything being done at your home, okay? First and foremost, they must be a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor, okay? And their license number, by law, has to be included on their business cards, on their trucks, and any place their logo or name appears, which includes the contract. Now, in this recent economic downturn, there have been some unscrupulous unemployed tradesmen who will actually go to the registrar's website, pull a license number off of it arbitrarily, a license number that's in good standing, and start pasting that number all over their literature. Take the time to go to azroc.gov, azroc.gov. That is the Register of Contractors website. There is a tab there where you search by name, company name, by license number, or by qualifying party. Oh, look, Romy, the big Glendale ladder truck just showed up. Boy, we're getting ready to spread that big American flag out here. This is my favorite part of the whole celebration. So let's make sure that contractor you're interviewing or considering at your house is appropriately licensed. While you're on the Registrar of Contractors website, you want to verify that the name of the company matches the license number, matches the qualifying party, okay? That way you know you don't have somebody that's license stealing. The people that do that call it license borrowing. We call it license stealing. Make sure the person you're associated with is an official representative of that company. Now, after you do that, you've got your three proposals, and they're looking for down payments. You've got maybe proposals that go, let's say, arbitrarily from $2,500 to $3,200. You've got three bids within about a 20% spread. That's probably about customary. And I'll tell you what I like to have people do. Take a look at the lowest bid. Take a look at the highest bid. If you're going to throw any of them out, start with the lowest bid. The lowest bid usually is a manifestation of a contractor making the biggest mistake or needing the work the worst, okay? And those aren't the people that you want to entrust your home, your house, and your family to. I would tell you that if we would quit giving in to the inner cheapskate that lives within every one of us and going with the lowest bid virtually every time, we would eliminate a great majority of the complaints that we receive all week long, all year long at Rosie on the House, as well as the complaints that are received at the Arizona Register of Contractors. Let me fill you in with a tradition that's customary, and I don't like to use other countries as an example very often because I think we have the best country on the whole planet. But in Europe, when you're getting competitive bids, the tradition is you'll get five bids. You throw out the lowest bid, you throw out the highest bid, you average the next three bids, and who's ever closest to that middle average is the contractor that you then sign the contract with. That's tradition. boy, if we would just do that and adopt that tradition here in America, we'd go a long ways to wiping out all the complaints and the policies and the tying up the courts with registrar contractor issues and bad work orders. So it's okay to pay a down payment. I would tell you that a roofing bid, generally speaking, is going to be about one-third labor, about one-third material, and about one-third overhead and profit. I'm talking just rough estimates, okay? I would feel uncomfortable giving any more than a third, okay? And if they wanted any more than that, I'd find out who their material supplier is, and I'd say, I'm going to write the check directly to the material yard to get the material here to the property, okay? And then the day you show up, I'll give you another deposit to cover some of the labor and the overhead and profit, and then we'll proceed at regular intervals, reviewing the job, making sure you're staying on schedule, making sure I don't get way ahead of the contractor. Getting way ahead of the contractor, you lose your biggest leverage you have, the money. So I'm okay with down payments, but only after you've done all of your due diligence. Now, Dave didn't say where he went to get these roofing estimates. But the other thing that I would encourage all Arizona homeowners to do, go to rosieonthehouse.com. We have roofers spread out through the majority of Arizona. We've got Central Basin Roofing in the Prescott and the Quad City areas. We've got Lyons Roofing. We've got Pinnacle Roofing. We've got Durafoam all in the Phoenix metro area. We've got Castle Roofing, Lyons Roofing that serves Casa Grande, Phoenix, and Tucson. Castle Roofing that serves Tucson. We've got great roofers already pre-screened and shopped out for you. If, like anything else you're trying to get done in and around your house, start at rosieonthehouse.com.
Dave, we appreciate the call. Hope that helps you get a little more direction on choosing the right roofer for your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Bringing Mark into the conversation. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Actually, I just got back from deployment a little bit ago, and one of the things I miss most is always my Saturdays between 8 and 11. So,
Well, welcome back, sir. Thank you for your service. And
where were you deployed?
Afghanistan.
Wow.
So, anywho, I have two quick questions. One is very house-related. One, not so much, but sure, still use your help. The first one is awful popcorn ceiling in a 69 house. How do I get rid of that?
What general area of town do you live?
It's at 35th and Greenway. So West.
Ave or street?
Ave.
Okay.
Has it ever been painted, or is it still just the raw material?
No, it is painted.
Painted's a little bit harder because what you want to do is scrape it off. And the best way to do that is get it wet. So if it's painted first, that adds a little bit extra to the process. You may just start by lightly dry scraping it off to get that first chunk, and then go back and using a weed sprayer, fill it up with just pure water and spray it on, not to the point where water is dripping off, but to where it's damp. And then at that point, it'll let you scrape it again, and that'll bring you right back to the wall board. Now, what a lot of guys do is they'll put two layers of plastic down on the floor. And then once you have everything scraped, they'll just roll up that first layer of plastic, tape it up tight, and throw it away. And then you've got your second. That'll also add a second layer of protection. But now you're already ready for your drywall and mud application.
Oh, perfect. And now it's not like, because I know in California, like a lot of them, it's asbestos. But it's not here. What
year is the house built?
69.
There's a very good chance you could have asbestos in there. Keep the material wet. Have a breathing respirator on. Keep everybody else out of the house. Asbestos can only become dangerous to you when it becomes friable, when we break it free and it starts floating through the air where we inhale it, okay? Now, I will tell you that the EPA has seriously downgraded the danger of asbestos when a homeowner's doing the job themselves. It used to be we couldn't even let a homeowner do it themselves. You had to get suited up. You had to get all the stuff contained and packaged and shipped to a special landfill. Now, the irony, and I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this, and I know, Jennifer, you don't want me to take the show political. You never do. But the irony of all this is back when we as licensed contractors could not take asbestos out. We had to contract a licensed abatement certified expert. They would come in with shower assemblies to shower the guys as they went in, to shower as they came out. They had to wear expensive suits, expensive respirators. They had to contain the material. They had to transport it very safely. And, Romy, when it got out to the landfill, I kid you not, the owner of the asbestos abatement company took me out there. We had a couple bologna sandwiches and some Coca-Colas. He drove me out to the landfill where they were disposing of the asbestos, and it was a guy in a pair of shorts and thongs, slippers, no shirt, no respirator, in a D9 bulldozer just running over it back and forth. It was unbelievable. So they have seriously downgraded the homeowner's responsibility. I would tell you, if you keep it wet, you keep it respirated, you're going to be fine. And boy, am I going to get some feedback on this Monday and Tuesday morning. And listen, someone who's recently deployed, what schedule do you have to get this done?
I'm pretty much open. I work part time when I'm back here, so I and do basically whenever I want. So
are you gonna try and get that done this weekend?
Yeah, that was my plan. So I'd probably put the kids and the wife in a hotel or something.
Okay. Your friend in this is gonna be Romy's suggestion about the garden sprayer, the pump up garden sprayer, and keeping everything wet. Keep everything wet. The paint. Okay. Is going to be your enemy. Knock that off.
I try to get like some of the paint off and then maybe get the water up.
Let it soak. Cool. And you know what? They actually make a tool that goes on the end of a painter's handle that once the acoustic is wet, you just stand on the ground and you push this along the ceiling, and it actually peels it off and drops it in a bag. It works pretty well.
You know, it does, but I would tell you, just put a second layer of plastic on the ground. Those bags get so heavy and fill up so quick.
Your arms wear out.
Well, your arms wear out, and then you're constantly having to try and readjust your pressure while you're trying to scrape it. You know, the first time you pick it up, it's real light, and then by the third one, you got 10 pounds that you're holding on a 20-foot pole, and you've got to put a whole bunch of pressure, and then you empty the bag, and you go back up, and you ding it because you're – I just knock it all on the floor, wrap it up.
Use a 10-inch drywall knife.
Yeah, and have a smaller one for the end and the corners when you're done to clean up. Go ahead and go back and – where your drywall tape is, patch those areas you may have nicked the tape on the drywall joints. Let it dry. That'll bring you into tomorrow. And you may get it done late tonight. But if not, tomorrow morning, spray your drywall or whatever type of texture you're going to apply. That'll be dry by the end of the day. Do a quick sanding. And then by Monday, you can paint it. You'll be done Monday night.
Get to your PPG Pittsburgh paint store and load it up. He had another question, I think, another comment.
And we can get to it, but we got to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Fantastic.